At the starting line, I count 12 cows in the pasture beside us. One for every mile of the race. Aaron Woods from Campton has run the 12-mile ridge run the last 3 years.
It's not easy. It's about 5 miles, nearly straight uphill, and then about a 7-mile sort of downhill.
Hail and lightning are on the way, the Weather Service says, and race director Brett Durham delays the race for a while. But at 9:45, he recalls the runners to the starting line.
We're going to go down around the cows. We'll go into the woods. On your return, we're going to come back around the cows. You're going to finish coming up the opposite way that you are now. Be safe.
In the first mile, I run beside rock climber Kate Noer and ultramarathoner Shauna Jackson from Rumney.
I'm nervous about the terrain because it's very
technical.
It's very rocky and rooty. I'm excited that she can carry me out if I fall apart halfway through.
Good job.
We pass the first aid station and begin to head up the trail to Mount Percival. A mile later, it gets steep, but friends Lisa Svick and Amy Patel from Andover, Massachusetts, keep running.
And our motto is we get to do this.
Yeah.
Versus we have to.
Look healthy, we have legs at work.
I stop near the summit. One runner stumbles past me in a kind of daze.
I think I'm glad I did this.
But a moment later, he sees the view.
Woo! Oh yeah.
At the top of Mount Percival, there's a kind of deja vu for Bill Nesheim of Wyndham and Michelle Eastman from Holderness. Strangers who bumped into each other in this exact spot last year.
I swear, last year I was at the exact same spot.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Do you know each other? Or is
no,
that
not at all. I just recognized him.
No, he just...
On the slowly descending ridge, there are views of the lakes here and there. And for a long while, I run alone.
This is a weird feeling when I'm coming in last place and that everybody's already left.
The trail turns into a logging road, and then I spy the pasture, the cows. The crowd cheers as I cross the finish line. It took me nearly 3 hours. I come in 57th place. But I see Aaron Woods standing barefoot in the grass. He has a cup of water in one hand, beer in the other.
We're looking out over all the cows like, this is where we live. This is pretty sweet. Can't complain.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.